before we get to Mark, let's recap our tree of the month. You brought in the desert willow today.
The desert willow is as I mentioned, a really great tree. The new cultivars have allowed us to... they've got some great qualities now. The typical one that we see has a white to a pale pink flower, and they're beautiful. But the new cultivars have purple, violet, magenta flowers. Really a great variety that can really be a great addition to a yard. Some of the other qualities that are being cultivated are there are some varieties now that don't produce seed pods, which is a really great feature. That's one of the aspects of the native desert willow that can be a little bit of a problem because of the litter. One other quality that they're cultivating is there are some new varieties that keep their leaves a lot longer than usual. Desert willows are deciduous. They lose their leaves in the winter, and these new varieties are keeping their leaves a little bit longer.
And the desert willow, how fast growing are we talking?
They're pretty fast growing. As I said, if you give them water, they'll grow and achieve their landscape purpose pretty quickly. Conversely, they're very, very tolerant, drought tolerant. You can slow down their growth by just monitoring the water and keeping it a little under control.
Well, let's see if we can bring Mark back into the conversation real quick before we wrap up this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning Talking Trees segment. Mark, how can we help?
I don't know if I have a wall problem or a root problem. I've been told it's the roots of my palm trees. My wall is starting to crack along the seam, that zigzag. And I've been told by somebody that my palm trees, which are only 2 feet away, it's the roots that's causing that. It almost looks like the wall's dropping on one part as opposed to the other end raising. But I've been told that it's the roots from the palm trees. Now, being only 2 feet from the wall, I'm not sure what my options are.
Yeah, unfortunately, the palm tree is likely causing that damage. And it's because the soil that's between the tree and the wall has been compressed over the years. As the tree gets larger in diameter, it starts compressing that soil that's between the tree and the wall, and eventually that soil can push the wall out. It's not always just the root activity, but it's actually the soil has nowhere to go because it's being pushed away from the base of the tree. And, when there's minor cracks along that zigzag pattern up these block walls, you can either remove the tree and do some light masonry repairs and kind of keep avoid some larger masonry repairs later down the road, or you can live with it. We actually moved a wall out in our house with the permission of our neighbor because we wanted to keep a tree that was breaking up a wall. So now we have a little alcove that we pushed into our neighbor's yard, and we hadn't have an exception on our title to the property.
Yeah.
But we wanted the tree that badly that we kept.
And you had a cooperative neighbor.
And we had a cooperative neighbor.
Excellent.
So those are some options.
Now, what tree was worth that effort?
Well, it's a large mulberry tree that provides a lot of shade. It's probably 40, 50 feet tall and a beautiful tree.
Very good. Now, John, if somebody didn't have a chance to get in on the lines today, had an additional question for you, or just wanted to learn more, y'all are a wealth of resource and information for trees.
Well, you can reach us anytime at 602-788-0005. And we also have a great resource of fact sheets on our website. You can reach us at itreeservice.com. That's the letter itreeservice.com. We have a blog there and as I said, the fact sheets that will answer a lot of your additional questions.
And you have the Talking Trees calendar.
Yes, we do. We have the tree calendar on the website, too, which will give you all those dates and a heads up on what's coming up.
Very good. And final thought for today. If you've got a tree that hasn't been properly prepped for the monsoon and you haven't sustained any damage... quit playing Russian roulette, I guess, with your tree.
We just recommend stake the small trees, prune the larger trees, especially the larger trees. If you know, don't be rolling the dice. Those larger trees can be pruned, and if they're done responsibly too. You want to be sure you have a qualified arborist who can do a good job to not just line tail the trees, but to do some end weight reduction as well.
Well, we appreciate it, and we look forward to having you on in August for the third Saturday of the month in our new Talking Trees segment here at Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show today. It opens up in just an hour from now. If you've got a question, you can come down and walk right up to the RV booth. We're sitting out in front of the main open gate. You can come on in and get your question aired right here live on the broadcast. We're walking in, we're rolling into our open line hour, and then coming up at 10 o'clock, we're talking scam prevention here at Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.